This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 22nd, 2026. Radio amateurs from around the world descended on Xenia, Ohio last weekend for Hamvention 2026. The three-day event featured 5 indoor exhibit halls for vendors and organizations, 4 parallel tracks of forums, and a massive flea market. In addition, Hamvention served as the anchor for a variety of outside events, from deep dive conferences to both formal and informal dinners for hams with shared operating interest. Set up at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center began on Thursday, May 14th. Nearby Contest University drew hundreds of beginners and advanced contesters for a full day of training and knowledge sharing, taught by veteran contesters and QRPers networked at the 4 days in May conference. ARRL hosted its annual donor recognition reception, thanking those who have generously supported the association and invested in the future of amateur radio. This year's reception had a red, white, and blue theme, reflecting ARRL's participation in the nationwide celebration of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the contributions of radio amateurs to the American story. Even at 112 years old, ARRL embodies a distinctly American tradition. Free individuals driven by curiosity and service, advancing the art of radio for the benefit of all, said ARRL Director of Development Kevin Beal, K8EAL, in his address to the guest. In the expo area, attendees interacted with program representatives, field organization volunteers, and leadership officials, including ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, and President Rick Roderick, K5UR, Emergency Communications and Field Services Director Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, and several volunteers promoted ARRL's Year of the Club program, sponsored by ICOM America, and the organization's participation in America 250. Visitors were invited to share the variety of their ways of radio clubs to help grow amateur radio. In the ARRL lab booth, senior lab engineer Rick Siervo, W1CIE, tested handhelds for spurious emissions, while digital RF engineer John McAuliffe, W1DRF, demonstrated the new QST product review comparison tool that will allow ARRL members to access lab measurements on various aspects of reviewed radios and amplifiers online and compare them with each other. ARRL educators treated young hams and future hams to supervise soldering practice, opportunities to decipher Morse code messages, and to answer the question, what advice would you have for older generation hams? Hamvention 2026 ended at 1 p.m. on Sunday with the awarding of major prizes, but there is more to read at ARRL.org. Dayton's Hamvention has long been the backdrop for recognizing those who have made significant contributions to the amateur radio community. In addition to Hamvention's own 2026 awards, the DX and contest dinners with attendees from around the world offered a perfect opportunity to highlight outstanding achievements in those segments of the amateur radio community. The Southwest Ohio DX Association's DX dinner on Friday night was the base for multiple award presentations, followed by the keynote address on radio sportsmanship by ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA. The Heritage CQDX Hall of Fame welcomed 2 new members, legendary QSL manager Charles Wilmont, M0OXO, and avid de-expeditioner Elvira Simocini, IV3FSJ, who has operated from 34 different DXCC entities and is only the 3rd woman inducted and the 1st to be so honored individually. At Saturday night's contest dinner, 4 notable competitors were inducted into the Contest Hall of Fame, established by CQ Magazine in 1986 and administered today by the Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation. This year's inductees are Doug Zweibel, KR2Q, Tom Lee, K8AZ, Tom Young, K1XM, and Mark Pride, K1RX. The 2026 WRTC, to be held in the United Kingdom this July, was also on the contest dinner menu, as the competition's chairman, Mark Hayes, M0DXR, was the keynote speaker. You can read more about these awards and the inductees at ARRL.org. ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, and Dick Strasberger, N9EEE, editor of the Solid Copy, the monthly newsletter of CWOPS, were guests on episode 94 of the DX Mentor on May 15, 2026, for a discussion about remote operating. That show is hosted on YouTube by Bill Sayers, AJ8B. Strasburger led the discussion, which included Minster describing the contest station he frequently operates on the Caribbean island of Bonaire, built by Noah Gottfried, K2NG/PJ4NG, as well as the remote station Minster has helped configure and assemble. The video interview is available now on YouTube, and a link is available now at ARRL.org. New Hampshire Governor Kelly Ayotte has issued a proclamation designated June as Amateur Radio Month in the state. Ayotte's proclamation was issued in recognition of the valuable service that amateur radio operators provide to their communities at no cost. Skip Majeo, AC1LC, Public Information Coordinator for ARRL New Hampshire Section and Public Information Officer for the New Hampshire Aries, said that in 2025, New Hampshire Aries entered into a Memorandum of Understanding with the New Hampshire Department of Safety, Division of Emergency Services, and Communication, which designates Aries as the sole organization providing amateur radio communication support to the state. Everyone realized that the potential was there for bad weather communication when cellular system and public safety radios can become inoperable due to infrastructure damage, said Camejo. The use of amateur radio provides an auxiliary communication system utilizing trained and federally licensed radio operators to support the missions of New Hampshire Aries and multiple government agencies across the area. And to practice their communication skills, amateur radio operators will participate in the annual ARRL Field Day, June 7th to the 28th, 2026, including, on the same weekend, the annual historic Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, an uphill run that draws thousands of runners from around the globe to make the grueling climb to the summit of the highest peak in the Northeast. New Hampshire Aries will have 14 members using amateur radio to help runners and mountain-trained emergency medical teams at the base and summit, and amateur radio operators will be back in August for the annual Mount Washington bike race. For more information about the New Hampshire Aries and the ARRL New Hampshire section, visit ARRL Sections-New Hampshire on the internet. The Radio Society of Great Britain, RSGB, and the BBC Amateur Radio Club, G8BBC, will be activating four special calls to mark the shutdown of British Broadcasting Company's long-wave transmission on 198 kHz after more than 90 years. The long-wave transmitters at Dorwich and Worcestershire in West Glen, near Stirling and Burghead, overlooking the Monterey Fifth, will be turned off June 27th, 2026. GMB 1500M will be active for 1 week, June 21st to the 27th, and may be activated from various locations by RSGB and the BBCARG members over the period. Full details are on the RSBG website, and you can search for BBC Long Wave Shutdown. A commemorative QSL card will be available for any QSOs or SWL reports. The following America 250 W1AAW portable activations began at 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and ended 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. Here is this week's updated list. May 27th, 2026, Colorado, W1AW/0 with the host K1DDN. June 3rd, 2026, New Jersey, W1AW/2 with the host NP4H. June 3rd as well, 2026, Oregon, W1AW/7. The host there is N7JI. On June 10th, it's the Tennessee W1AW/4 host. That's W4CMG. On June 17th, 2026, Arkansas, W1AW/5 with the host K5DB. And on June 17th, it's Nebraska, W1AW/0 with the host KA0BOJ. See the complete schedule at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. A new satellite has been issued its Oscar number. OrigamiSat 2 was launched April 23rd by the Institute of Science, Tokyo. The satellite will demonstrate on-orbit high-gain antenna technology for small satellites and a 5.8 GHz downlink transmitter. At the request of the Institute of Science, Tokyo, AMSAT hereby designates OrigamiSat 2 as Fuji Oscar 126, or FO-126. We congratulate the Institute of Science, Tokyo, and thank them for their contribution to the amateur satellite community and wish them continued success on this and future projects. Thanks to AMSAT President Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, who is also the Oscar number administrator, for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on May 24th, the real-time contest, that's CW and phone. May 25th, the QRP-ARCI Hoodow Sprint, that's CW. May 27th, the SKCC Sprint, CW. And on May 30th through the 31st, the CQWW-WPX contest, that is CW as well. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming ARRL section, state, and division conventions for the next 60 days. Remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. June 5th through the 7th, CPAC hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention. That's in Seaside, Oregon. On June 13th, Knoxville Hamfest hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. And on June 14th, the Breeze Shooters Hamfest Computer and Electronics Show hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Butler, Pennsylvania. And here's a save the date that you might want to write down to remember. June 26th to the 28th, 2026. It's Ham Radio, International Amateur Radio Exhibition in Friedrichshafen, Germany. And a quick update, the ARRL headquarters will be closed on Monday, May 25th, 2026, in observance of Memorial Day. There will be no W1AW code practice or bulletin transmissions on Memorial Day. ARRL HQ will reopen on Tuesday, May 26th at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And you can visit the ARRL Special Event Station database to find on-the-air commemorations for Memorial Day 2026. ARRL honors and remembers those who have made the ultimate sacrifice while serving in the United States Armed Forces. And finally this week, thanks to the Cedar Valley Amateur Radio Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.